Well, hi, folks. No clue if anyone will ever listen to this, but my name, wink, wink, is Antoinette, and I am an almost teacher. And my husband and I are pretty boring Midwest people. We watch a lot of movies, go to a lot of conventions. We hang out with our cats, and I always have a battle through something. So, this is kind of an introductory, but apparently, fifth graders, that is what I am teaching currently. I am student teaching, should have mentioned that, and I'm in a fifth grade classroom. And I am done at the end of this month. I should be diploma and license in hand by January. So very excited about that. But my life is a crazy shit show. And I figured this would be a good way to document some of the finer moments and not so fine moments. Like, as we speak, my cats are huddling around because they have no idea who I'm talking to. And they're very confused. So, movie-wise, my husband and I watch quite a bit of movies. We have over 2,000 physical copies. And that was the last time we counted. And there's like a stack of 20 on the table that he never put away. Husbands, am I right? So, it ranges from popcorn movies, as I like to call, like, you know, your typical Hollywood, decent story, not the best, entertaining, Marvel-type movie, which I like to watch. Michael does not. Michael prefers giallos and spaghetti western and horror, an 80s horror, please, no new stuff, oh my goodness. We both love John Carpenter. We have some foreign movies, so a lot of John Woo and old samurai movies. Then we have like your classics that we watch, and I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, so I like to watch those every 6 months or so, including the cartoons from the 70s, which if you have not watched, watch The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, and Return of the King. Yes, they're all cartoons, but they are amazing. Huge Arnold fan, we like a lot of his silly movies. Red Heat is one of my personal favorites. I mean, that scene where they destroy the bathhouse. I mean, come on. We have posters and signatures from so many people. My most coveted, I would say, would be I have a Dune poster, 1980s David Lynch, which I love the book, and I totally understand the movie does not do that justice. But I do have that signed by Sean Young and Dean Stockwell, which, funny story, when I was in line and I handed him this poster, he's looking at me and he's like, I have not had anyone ever ask me to sign this. And everyone was going with, like, Quantum Leap and whatever new show he was in. And he was, like, thoroughly excited. I also have Jonathan Frakes' signature. I'm a huge Star Trek fan. The series, the movies. I don't know what this new bullshit they call Star Trek is, but definitely not into that. So I have an Undiscovered Country poster signed by Shatner. And I have a Next Gen just cast photo signed by Jonathan Frakes. So those are my collections I'm working on. Definitely miss Nichelle Nichols. Really, really upset. Need her autograph. Yeah, so a lot of times we fight over what movie to watch. And It always seems like Michael wins, and I have to watch one of his movies. I say that loosely, but you know, so many spaghetti westerns that are super low budget and giallos and weird shit, I can only do so much. I definitely love independent, I love low budget, but like that goes above and beyond. Another thing, we are super into wrestling, mostly old WWE, well, we can say WWF, all right? I mean, come on, ECW, those days. Recently we got to go into the All In show, hint, hint, in the Midwest with Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks, and it was just like amazing. So we do that. I'm very bad at puns, so you know, the manager Paul Bearer took me years to realize that they're talking like trying to make a pun, like Paul Bearer, like a funeral. I know, I'm the worst. So I get really excited when that happens. Usually we'll watch like old pay-per-views or something like that. We are also big board game nerds. I want to say huge, but we have a decent collection. Finally got to play the Battlestar Galactica game, and holy shit, so much fun. Love deception games. So yeah, I am currently student teaching fifth graders. Whew, they are a hoot. So I have this list I call the Wonder List, and any question they want to ask, academic, personal, within reason, I have a clipboard, they write it down, I answer them all at the end of the week. Well, some of the wonderful selections I have gotten are, if you had to choose no cats or no legs, which would you choose? Which I never answer black and white. I always answer shades of gray, right? They need to learn this. So I had to negotiate with the students over whether I would pick my legs or my cats. And I said if I got to keep the cats I have now and never get another cat, that would be fine. But if I had to get rid of my cats now, I would totally lose a leg. Just in case you were wondering, you know, my non-existent audience. But yeah, so that kind of just sums up our lives. Really, not to name college names or universities with satellite campuses in the Midwest area, but currently fighting a huge battle on that. That will be a whole nother episode. But just wanted to kind of document and test this out. If anything, for me, myself in the future, I have a chance. My dad is terminally ill with frontal temporal dementia. And I operate a lot how my dad was before he was sick. And, you know, I'm really scared that that isn't going to be my outcome. And being, you know, a broke teacher, genetic testing is very, very expensive, and it's not 100%. So it's basically like a crapshoot. Like, wait until my body basically gives me a lobotomy, or pay thousands of dollars and get no answer anyway. So there are some things that I want to keep and record and just for sentimental reasons. So Michael and I have no children. We have two nieces. My sister has a baby girl named Mia, and she's about 2.5. And then Mike's sister lives pretty far away, about 2 hours, and she has a baby girl who's about to turn 1, and her name's Lucy. And yeah, we pretty much, I'm about to be 30, he's 33, trying to figure out my shit. We have a house. We kind of act like adults, but we really aren't because, you know, I have all of my laundry in a pile on the couch, which is fine, right? Normal people do that. I hope so. I'm not sure. But yeah, so if anyone does end up listening, future episodes or sessions or podcasts or recordings, whatever we're going to call them, definitely plan to do some movie reviews with my husband because he's literally like an old man and I'm complete opposite. Want to do some talk about games, talk about stories from the classroom because teacherships, oh my gosh, I have learned so many. Like, teacher tip, your kids either love that stupid Baby Shark song or they hate it. I have half that love it, half that hate it, so it's always stuck in my head. So yeah. But currently today is November 15th. I am exhausted. Thank God it was pajama day at school, which there were way too many onesie pajamas for 5th and 6th grade. But I encourage the fun. So I guess I can't judge that. I think I'm just secretly jealous. Like, let's be honest. Like, I want like a Pikachu sip up, right? Like, that'd be really cool. Like, a Monsters, Inc. one. There was, like, a mermaid. Like, where do these people get these things? I need these things. I never go to the store. Like, Amazon is my life, and God knows what food I live off of. But maybe I should put that on my Christmas list. Anyway, folks, myself, whoever the fuck's listening, catch you later. Bye.